Leading the news, cooler weather has been helping firefighters in New South Wales who are still battling around 60 bushfires burning across the state. Fire crews spent the night strengthening containment lines around fires at Port Stephens north of Newcastle. Another house has caught fire in the salt ash blaze this morning. Bushfires have already destroyed 6 homes and damaged or destroyed around 70 cars. Federal Labor MPs meet in Canberra today to choose a new deputy leader and front bench team. Bill Shorten narrowly beat his rival Anthony Albanese for the top job. Mr Shorten's pick for deputy, Tanya Plibersek, is expected to be endorsed by the caucus. British police are launching a new public appeal in their hunt for Madeleine McCann. The British girl went missing in 2007 while on holidays with her parents in Portugal. A prime-time TV program will present a new timeline and version of events surrounding Maddie's disappearance. Scores of pilgrims have died in a stampede at a Hindu festival in central India. Panic broke out when crowds were trying to cross a bridge near a temple in the state of Madhya Pradesh. More than 90 people, many of them women and children, were crushed to death or drowned after jumping from that bridge. And several people face court today after a series of bikie gang raids at the weekend. 57 people were arrested in raids across the country. They're facing charges including robbery and assault, as well as drugs and firearms offences.